As armed conflicts spread to the residential areas of Afghanistan, the number of civilians killed in the first 6 months of this year has risen higher than the same period last year. A UN report says civilian deaths have increased to 25 persons from January 2009 to the end of June. The Taliban, Afghan and foreign troops are all to blame. The UN report calls on all warring groups to take all necessary measures to avoid civilian casualties. In the meantime, the United Nations warns that more civilians may be killed as violence continues to escalate in this country. The UN report blames most of the casualties on Taliban attacks launched in Afghanistan. The United Nations has also pointed to the US and NATO forces' airstrikes that have caused high numbers of civilian deaths. According to the report, 595 civilians have been killed so far by the Taliban fighters. The foreign troops, along with the Afghan forces, have killed 310 people, of which 200 have lost their lives in airstrikes. Rising civilian casualties by the foreign troops have now become common in Afghanistan. While the US persists on sending more troops to Afghanistan to combat Taliban and restore peace and security to the country, instability still drags on and takes more casualties. This is Balabluk district of Afghan Western Farah province that was pounded by the US-led coalition warplanes in May. This was the worst attack by the US troops since the US-led invasion of Afghanistan in 2001. According to a report by Human Rights Organization, 140 people were killed in this attack. Rising civilian deaths have always caused the Afghans to look at the foreign troops with intense hatred. The new US General McChrystal, however, has promised to limit the use of airstrikes in residential areas to avoid civilian deaths. But experts are not confident.
Foreign forces, especially American troops, carry out most of the airstrikes in residential areas in the country, and the strikes kill only two or three Taliban fighters, but they also take the lives of dozens of innocent people.
The Taliban now also want to win the hearts and minds of the civilian population through avoiding civilian casualties and winning the battle. This book, entitled The Islamic Emirate of Afghanistan Rules for Mujahideen, has been issued by the Taliban to its fighters. The book is telling the fighters that civilian casualties should be avoided to the maximum level in their attacks.
The foreign forces claim they have come to this war-torn country to protect the civilians against terrorist attacks. But what's unfolding on the ground, as analysts warn, shows that the very protectors have turned into the main killers of innocent Afghans. Faiz Khurshid, Press TV, Kabul.